escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Mike Dubusky, tech reporter, as we take a look at everything tech. You know, Mike, a lot of people might have some new tech. It's Amazon Prime Day or days, week. I mean, I don't know how long it is now, but Amazon Prime, it's one of those days where a lot of people might get some new tech gear. Is there anything on your radar of things that people should be maybe on the lookout for?
Yeah, generally speaking, for Amazon Prime Day, we're talking about three categories that see the steepest discounts. And those categories are cosmetics, apparel, and technology. And being the technology reporter, I've been poking around some of the tech deals that you can score. The Sony 65-inch 4K Ultra HD TV A95K series is certainly a lot of words, but you will be spending fewer dollars on it during Amazon Prime Day, at least for the next 18 hours or so. This TV normally goes for $3,500. You can get it today for under $1,500, a 57% discount. That is pretty significant. Amazon's own lineup of hardware products, specifically the Echo Buds, are also seeing some pretty steep discounts. This is something that we see every year. Amazon really discounts its own stuff, things like Echo devices, Fire TV sticks, that type of thing. The Echo Buds normally go for about $50. Today, you can pick them up for under $15, a 70% sale on that particular tech device. So that is something that is really something to keep an eye on, especially if you're looking for, you know, generally speaking, in years past, we've said if you're looking for like an ancillary tech device, earbuds or chargers or something like that, Amazon Prime Day is a good time to do that. But this year, we're also seeing things like that TV, things like the Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra, flagship Samsung smartphone, see really steep discounts. And of course, there are competing sales. Best Buy is offering huge discounts off of about $280 off of a Dell Inspiron laptop. Normally $630. Now you can pick it up for $350. Basically, the bottom line, guys, is it's a good time to be shopping for technology.
For sure. I've been getting a lot of notifications already of things that they think I'm interested in. But the competition, like you just pointed out there, they're kind of throwing everything they can at Amazon.
Yeah, that's right. So this week is also Walmart Deals Week. It's Target Circle Week. Best Buy Black Friday in July is going on. So we're seeing, given the success of Amazon Prime Day over the last 10 years, this is the 10th anniversary of Amazon Prime Day, we're seeing these other retailers host similar sales. And we are seeing them sort of draw some success from this strategy. A report from Numerator finds that 35% of people who were Amazon Prime members who shopped during Amazon Prime Day last year also shopped online at Target during that same time period. And that number is the same for Walmart online sales as well. So not a ton of brand loyalty when it comes to shopping specifically for things on Amazon versus specifically for things on other websites. People really just trying to score the best deal. And that, I think, is why you're seeing Amazon sort of shift tack a little bit this time around. Normally, Amazon Prime Day is 2 days. This year, it is 4 days long, really stretching the definition of day by hosting a 96-hour sale this week. And then they are also rolling out some other features, right? They're partnering up with celebrities and influencers to get people onto Amazon. They have also recently rolled out Rufus, which is an AI shopping assistant designed to sort of answer questions about any products that you know, you might be shopping for on Amazon.
Rufus.
Rufus, yes.
Okay. I'm glad we got Rufus in there. Mike, you know, I was thinking about this after the new tax and spending bill was officially signed into law over the holiday weekend. And we talked for a couple of weeks here about the Slate EV. Mm. And it popped into my head because when looking at all the promo materials for this, the big selling point of the Slate EV, you know, it's a no-frills electric pickup truck that was, according to the promos, starting at $20,000 after current incentives. Well, now those incentives are going away. Is Slate dead? Are, you know, a lot of EVs in trouble?
Yeah, so the context here is that the big Republican spending measure that President Trump signed on the 4th of July late last week includes within it basically a time limit, a deadline for the EV tax credit, the $7,500 that you can get towards the purchase of a new EV, a deadline for that to expire in 6 months. So that means that this $7,500 credit is going to disappear within the next few months. It's setting up a really interesting summer for automakers and dealers as they try to, you know, handle the influx of customers who want to, you know, take advantage of that credit before it goes away. As you mentioned, a number of automakers really heavily relied on that credit to, you know, advertise, you know, more competitively priced electric vehicles. And Slate was one of them. They advertised a sub $20,000 completely bare bones electric truck. Really competitive, really compelling, got a lot of attention. It was actually backed by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. And in the last week or so, the automaker has changed their website. It used to say starting under $20,000, as you said, with federal incentives. Now it says a price starting in the mid-20s. So that really does sort of highlight exactly how different things are going to be for these automakers that really staked their future on that credit. There are still state-level credits here in New York where I am. There's a $2,000 electric vehicle tax credit that you can take advantage of. But that big $7,500 really is its days are limited. So that means that if you're in the market, if you're thinking about a vehicle like this, then, you know, now would be the time to buy.
You know, so you've got the EV tax breaks going away, but you have new incentives for other car buyers, you know, new cars on auto interest with vehicles that are assembled here in the U.S.
Yeah, that's right. And that was also something that was part of the original tax credit as well. Under the big infrastructure plan by the Biden administration, they sort of rethought the EV tax credit to prioritize vehicles that were built here and specifically battery technology that was built here as well. That $7,500 did not apply to every vehicle. It applied to vehicles that were under a certain price and had at least some of their construction taking place in the United States. There are still incentives to do that, but as we say a lot when we talk about the president's tariff plan and a lot of the sort of trade policies coming out of the Trump administration, it costs a lot of money. It takes a lot of time to spin up these manufacturing facilities here in the United States, which means in the short term, there's going to be a lot of uncertainty. And you talk to experts, a lot of increased prices as well.
That's kind of crazy. You know, the thing with the EV credit, when you go from around 20 to mid-20s, like when you start to talk mid-20s,
yeah, changes.
I kind of want like a speaker included in the car. You know, it's like I kind of want those power windows now that I'm paying mid-20s. Like it changes a little bit in my mind.
You start to demand more things.
Yeah.
But though it is also just worth putting this in context, guys. The average cost of a new car in the United States right now is just under $50,000. The average cost of an electric vehicle is about $55,000. So yeah, pretty big. Even if it is mid-20s, that's still a lot less than you would be spending on the average car. Yeah,
I just threw up my cheesecake. don't ask. It's been a long morning.
Okay.
Mike, thank you. Mike Dubusky joining us live here on WBEN.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.